croaks. Those stuck-up men were going to have a light-cursed time dispelling that one, especially when the comment was written alongside so many sincere confessions. Why would he lie about the Dukes when he was being so honest about everything else? Because he was a bastard, of course. Just not the type of bastard the world thought he was. At least, not anymore. Also, the Dukes deserved it. Dalen's dark brown eyes slowly focused to his hand, which lay on the desk. Wrinkled and age-spotted, it was a constant reminder of how old he was. It was because of reminders like this that Dalen avoided his own reflection. In it was nothing but a haggard stranger whose blue hair had faded to a sickly gray, and whose face partially resembled a scrunched-up piece of paper. Dalen turned in his seat to face the never-ending stream of life-giving light shining through the windows of his home, a home fighting with Dalen to see who could be more decrepit. It was a sagging one-room structure made of crumbling brick and cluttered with the necessities of life. An aged cabinet, which sat near the door, held jars of dried fruit and meats. A few tarnished forks and blunt knives were stacked on the washing bench. There was a cast-iron stove for cooking and warmth, sitting on a slate hearth next to battered chests and a dusty bed. A sagging mezzanine hung out as a partial second story made of aged milled timber and was stacked with more chests, tools, nets, and other useful things. Small sunstones hung from the roof in iron fixtures, adding to the light from the windows. The only things in his home offering Dalen an escape from its squalor were the two benches covered in halfway repaired clocks, children's toys, and generally anything that contained cogs. Those townsfolk who had left these things with Dalen would have to find another tinker. Dalen sneered at the thought. Though he could find contentment in working with things, he hated the term tinker. He was an engineer. At least, that's what he would have become if his life hadn't gone down a much different path. Instead of designing bridges, uncovering new secrets in sunforging, or finding new ways of employing darkstone in automations and construction, Dalen had ended up using his passion to design machines of war. That was all a day's length from what he did now. Dalen placed a hand on the back of his chair and forced his body to swivel out. With a concerted effort, he tried to push himself onto his feet. He failed and slumped back.
"You blackened useless legs!" Dalen screamed out.
He had gotten into the habit of speaking to himself over these many years. It wasn't like he had anyone else to talk to.
"I'd kick you if it wouldn't hurt so much. Not that you'd let me. Disloyal, backstabbing bastards! Do your bloody job and let me stand!"
Taking a deep breath, he heaved once, and this time rose.
"Better," Dalen grumbled once on his feet. "I really should be worried about how much I talk to my anatomy," he muttered. "But every man talks to his pisser at least a few times in his life. That I've extended the practice to other limbs isn't too strange."
Dalen laughed to himself in long croaks.
"Not too strange! Light! I'm such an idiot!"
Looking down to his crotch, he added,
"You all right down there?" "Yeah, I know, stupid question, considering who you had to put up with. Your family is nuts and the neighbor's an asshole."
Dalen chuckled at that, which sounded more like he was trying to hack up phlegm. He slowly shuffled across the floor to the large cuffed justacord jacket hanging next to the door. Walking was a chore these falls and quickly drained what little energy he had. Dalen took the coat and donned it over his vest and loose-sleeved beige shirt. Moving to a bench, he took hold of the deep black piece of cubed darkstone lying there. It resisted being picked up as no light was touching its base. It may as well have been fused to the table. With his other hand, he took a shining sunstone bead from a small bowl on the desk and quickly touched it down onto the darkstone's top. The closer the bead had come to the darkstone, the more the darkstone was repulsed by the brighter light, the table having creaked under the strain. But the stone